You may have heard recently that the group known as Manfred Mann has broken up and that several members of it, notably Michael Darbo and Klaus Voormann, are going their different ways. Manfred himself has reformed a new group. Well, in a BBC interview, Johnny Moran asked Manfred why the break came.
Well, we're going to cease to exist as a pop group. I think there comes a point in people's lives where they say, OK, we're successful, you know, we're making lots of money and we're sort of, we've been going for 5 years and we could probably go on for a lot longer, or at least we hope we could and we think we could. But there comes a point where you say, well, you only have one life and you want to do something else as well. It's not that we don't like what we're doing, we haven't liked what we're doing, it's just that it's become the almost the exclusive public face, that this is all we do. And I think all of us in the group want to do other things. And I think that there's just come a time where we decided, well, let's go and do those things.
Which records have stood out to you as being particularly interesting, looking back over the past hits?
Interesting? I don't know. It's hard to say which are interesting. I think I can tell you about certain records, like Just Like a Woman, which I liked very much, and I thought that up to that time was just about the best we'd done. Was perhaps the most nerve-wracking thing. That was the first with Michael Darbo, and the only record I nearly had a nervous breakdown about. But there was a period when our records were just embarrassing us, quite honestly. But I got over that a long time ago, and I like Ragamuffin Man, and I liked Quinn, and I really did like My Name is Jack. And the thing we were about to do next was really super, but we aren't doing it now, of course. You know, we had it all lined up, arrangement and everything, and we now aren't doing it. I'm not going to say what it is.
Well, why? Why did you just turn down a record? Wouldn't it have
been worthwhile
to pursue
this? Well, because we've decided
to...
Well, there are sort of contractual and record company reasons for not carrying on for just one more record. The truth is, there's always just one more record. But we really had something ever so good lined up. The arrangement, everything would have been really nice. I think it could have been like Quinn, really.
Manfred, what are your personal plans now?
Well, Mike and I are in the process of recording with Manfred Mann Chapter 3, which is what we're going to go on with, which we're going to cease. We're not going to release pop singles. We're going to do LPs and perhaps release singles from those LPs. I personally am not very optimistic about the general future, that everybody's going to love what we're doing. You know, I don't think we're necessarily going to be a big success. I really mean that. I do think we're going to turn out nice music. I don't mean nice. I don't mean easy listening music, but good music. Stuff we want to do, which I think is perhaps slightly jazz-tinged, very, very avant-garde jazz-tinged, and I suppose could broadly be termed underground, in the broadest sense of the word, and we'll either fail or we'll either succeed, but at least we will have tried.
Will this mean that you'll be making much less money in future?
I think we'll be making much less money from the pop thing, yeah. I mean, it depends. If we're terribly successful, we'll probably make more money.
But it's a gamble, Manfred, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is a gamble, and... For the first time in years, it's the first time in at least 2 years, life is really exciting because now something is really at stake. We're committing ourselves to what we want to do, the kind of music we personally like and want to play. And we're committing our financial future, our success and fame, so to speak, on this. And we're either going to fail or succeed. I mean, I know that... That's rather obvious. Obviously, we're going to fail or succeed.
Thank you, Manfred.